All right, and welcome back to the Sweet Bar Podcast. Man, we are so glad that you guys always tune in. Man, if you're new to this podcast, we post every Monday and Wednesdays. Mondays is a segment we call Monday Message, where you hear messages from me. And Wednesday is a Wednesday segment we call Wednesday's Word from the Wise. I love this segment because I get a chance to sit down with pretty awesome guests to draw from them, glean from them, learn from them, and really just connect with these guests. And it's all for the purpose, guys, for your personal growth. That's right. This podcast is dedicated to seeing you grow a step further in your personal walk with the Lord, your financial life, your leadership life. We want to help you get better and better because I truly believe we're not stagnant. We're either going forward or we're going backwards. And so this podcast is dedicated to help you go forward. So anyways, this month we've been talking about executing our goals, right? We're wrapping up, believe it or not, quarter one of 2023. And, you know, we started off the podcast talking about, or this month talking about how a lot of times, you know, we're challenged with completing our goals or New Year's resolutions. And what I think a lot of times what happens is we don't complete our New Year's resolutions is because we don't have a structure. We need a structure in life. And so the structure we've really been breaking down this month is focus, rhythm, momentum. So we talked about, you know, not everything can be our focus. We have to choose anywhere from two to five things. And I'm not over religious about that, but I've just seen people who try to say they're focused on things more than five. You know, they really fall in a place where they're not focused. So again, narrow it down. Not everything can be a priority. If everything's a priority, nothing's a priority. So narrow it down to this year. What are you trying to get done? What are you trying to accomplish? Because what you say yes to, you must defend with 1,000 no's. So we talked about finding our focus. We talked about creating rhythms, right? And so we like saying it like this. If you're not seeing growth in your life, or in other words, momentum, it's most likely because you don't have any rhythm. What are rhythms? They're boundaries, or routines, or habits. If you don't have any rhythms in place, it's most likely because you don't have any focus. So for step one, what do? We get in focus. Step two, now we start building rhythms. And so the second week of this month, we talked about rhythm killers, right? Areas that are killing your rhythms. Sometimes there are things that look good on paper, but in reality, they don't look as good. Another thing we talked about is the book, Four Disciplines of Execution. We talked about lead measures versus lag measures. Right. And we want to lay down that foundation because we want you guys to see the importance of what you are doing, right? A lag measure is like, for example, losing weight is stepping on the scale. Why is it lag? It's because it's in the past. I really can't do anything with that. I can't change that. But it's just a measurement that's in the past. So when you look at lead measures, meaning leading indicators are going to help press you forward to completing your goals, you know, that becomes very helpful. So example of losing weight, again, it's calories consumed, calories burned. You know, I have an Excel spreadsheet that walks through, you know, did I go to the gym that day? Did I take my AM protein? Did I drink my gallon of water? You know, did I take my PM protein? Did I close my Apple Ring, right? It allows me these different metrics, when I know I'm being faithful to those metrics there daily, I'll see at the end of the week when I step on the scale and look at my lag measure that it's going to be affected. All right. I encourage you guys, if you, this is the first time you guys are tuning in to this episode, to go back to the previous episodes where we'll give you some very more in-depth content on the things I just talked about. So today I want to talk about momentum. And so momentum is the growth that you see and you experience. But here's something I want to share with you guys that, you know, I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you. But I you know, it's not the sexiest things to hear. I'll just throw it out there. But it's a truth that if you get it settled in your heart, man, you're going to see the growth in your life. And it started with the verse I've been meditating on since I've been married. This has just been my like life verse. But 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 11, right? And it says, make your goal to live a quiet life, minding your own business, doing the work of your hands. And I've been meditating on those three actions right there, right? Live a quiet life. Live a quiet life. Mind your own business. Do the work of your hands. When you take this into consideration, you take this and adopting it for conquering your goals. Well, first thing is living a quiet life. Just because you put on paper like, man, I want to lose all this weight, or I want to, you know, make X amount of dollars, or I want to see my, you know, ministry or my blog, my podcast, whatever, grow to a certain amount of numbers, you first have to be comfortable living a quiet life. And what do I mean by that? There's a lot of ways I talk about, you know, living a quiet life, you see direction, but then you also find growth. I'm going to focus today just on the growth part. When you live a quiet life, you may be doing things repetitively. Like right now, I'm super excited. My wedding, I was at 372, and just this Friday, I was at 336. So 33 pounds that I've lost. I'm so thankful, you know, and we're continuing going down. You know, my wife's super proud of me. She cheers me on. I get to put on some old pants that I haven't been able to wear, and so she's super psyched to see me do that. She's probably more excited when I take them off, but no, kidding. PG, Josue, PG, geez. But anyways, you know, in this, living a quiet life, you have to be comfortable, be very comfortable with knowing that it's not going to happen immediately. And that's why it's, you know, Eve Paul, he encourages us in 1 Thessalonians to live a quiet life. This is what I mean. It's like so many people are so in it for the testimonial stories. Like, man, we get excited about the testimony. But no one ever wants to go through the test. And I found this, when you can live a quiet life through the test, and I'm not saying that, you know, if you're going through a hardship that you don't talk to people, but what I'm saying is you live a quiet life, seeking the Lord, coming back to intimacy with Him, and just being consistent, man, He will make your testimony loud. I'll say it again. If you can live a quiet life during the test, He will make your testimony loud. So we have to be comfortable with living a quiet life. It's another saying like this, Ray Kroc, owner of McDonald's, you know, huge company, huge, one of the hugest real estate companies in the world, said this saying. He said, you know, I was an overnight success. It's just that night was a long, 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 long time. It was 30 years long. So even for him, he had a dream, he had a vision, but his dream didn't happen immediately. Yeah, people see the overnight sensation of, oh man, look at the goal that he's met, but they don't see the behind the scenes. And so what I want to encourage you with is be comfortable with living a quiet life in what you want to do. Man, you want to grow, you want to develop. Well, be consistent with your focuses, be consistent with your rhythms that you put in place on those focuses. And I'm telling you guys, you are going to see, you being quiet, living through that, you are going to see the testimony become very loud. Like you see someone who gets promoted in life. Some people just see, oh man, they got promoted, good for them. But what they don't see is the quiet life of them having to study, having to read, having to put in extra time, having to serve extra here or there. They see someone who may, you know, we see someone who lose weight, you know, again, that's another cool thing. And they see the loudness of that, like, wow, that's impressive. But what they don't see is the quiet life of going to the gym, being consistent. They don't see the quiet life of having to choose what kind of foods they're no longer going to eat and what they're going to eat, right? So whatever goal that you have or that you're setting in front of you, you have to be comfortable with living a quiet life. Live a quiet life. Because as you do that, guys, I'm telling you, what is the quiet life? It's consistent. It's faithful. It's staying true to what you have in front of you. Staying true to your focuses. Staying within rhythm. You're going to see growth. Another verse that comes to mind is Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. And it says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Man, I want to encourage you guys. You're called. You're anointed. You're strong. Don't quit. Don't quit. Because in due season, you're going to reap. But that's only if you don't faint. Keep going. Keep getting after it. Right? So we get in focus, we stick with our rhythms, if we're going to see growth. Back to 1 Thessalonians 4:11, live a quiet life. And then, you know, something that distracts us from, or something that can cause us to be weary in what we're doing, is being distracted by the success of others. Now, again, I'm a big, you know, champion, a cheerleader when it comes to people's other people's success. Man, I want to see people succeed. You should want that too. But, you know, one of the things is, if you get so distracted in other people's businesses, that's going to cause you to be weary, and that's going to cause you to quit. You know, I was talking with someone, and they were telling me how they were discouraged because they were seeing their friends. It seemed like their friends in life, they were just promoting, or they were just growing in life. And I was encouraging them, like, man, like, who cares? Like, yes, let's cheer for them. Let's go to the party. Let's celebrate them. You know, let's just thank God for their success. But ultimately, now I got to look back at myself. A lot of times people say the grass is greener on the other side, but that's not true. Or, I mean, it may be, but the reason it's greener is because they focus on watering their grass. So guess what? If we just focus on watering our own grass, we're going to see the benefits. It's just like, so anyways, it's minding your own business, right? Live a quiet life, mind your own business. Why? Because, you know, I think I've talked to you guys about this on the podcast before, but I remember one time the Lord rebuked me because I was getting so distracted by other people's businesses. What are they doing? What are they up to? Or what do they got going on? When in reality, I need to come back and focus on my business. And the Lord reminded me, he's like, you're so distracted with everyone else's business because you're not satisfied with the business that I've given you. You're not satisfied with living a quiet life, doing the things that I've called you to be faithful to. And man, that was a hard rebuke. But man, once I got my focus back in what the Lord has put on my hands, man, the growth that has come from it. Like, I'm excited, guys. You know, I've dropped 33 pounds. Super, super excited on that end. But even just now, like at the ministry, you know, I'm the third year ministry school coordinator, but I just got a promotion even through the year where now I'm the director of curriculum for Caris. And again, what does that come through? Living a quiet life, minding your own business, not growing weary and living a quiet life. Why? Because in due season, if you faint not, man, God's going to give you the reward. So what am I saying? What am I saying here? You can apply this structure for a month and you may not see the quick growth that you want to see and you may get discouraged, but I want to encourage you, stick with it. Stick with it. Why? Because when you live a quiet life, you'll see growth. When you mind your own business, you're going to see growth. And lastly, when you do the work of your hands, do the work of your hands, God's equipped you. He's anointed you. And another just encouraging verse, it's in Deuteronomy, but God says that he blesses the hands of your labor. Whatever you put your hands to is blessed. So whatever you decide that is going to be your focus and you're building rhythms around that thing, put your hands to it and realize spiritually it's blessed. So if you can do this, if you can be comfortable with living a quiet life, I'm telling you, you're going to see growth. When you can be quiet in the testimony will be loud. All right, I want to end with a three-minute challenge. I know this was kind of a quick, this was just more of an encouraging message than anything, but I want to challenge you for the next 3 minutes. All right, the next 3 minutes, I want you to ask yourself a couple of these questions. You know, again, if you haven't written your goals, go back to the first episode of this month. You know, finding your focus is where we started off with. But I'm talking to those who already have their goals down. They already have rhythms in place. But here's the deal. Some of the things I want you to ask yourself in the next 3 minutes. If I quit, what will happen in the future? If I were to quit the goal that I'm pursuing, like for me, I can answer that quickly. You know, if I, you know, one of my goals is losing weight. Well, I was, you know, really heavy. If I quit this goal, what happens for me is I don't live a long life. And well, I'm married, and Ella says that I have to live a long life with her. So guess what? That's a goal. I gotta stick to it. Right? Here's the other thing. What will happen if you are faithful with completing this goal? Why am I asking you guys these two questions? Well, it's because, just like I was saying earlier, if you get weary in well-doing, you need to remind yourself, one, what happens if you don't complete this? That's, some people are motivated that way, right? By an area of like, oh gosh, like I really need to get to work. Other people are motivated by the reward. So some people get motivated by the consequences, where other people will get, motivated by the reward. But you need to constantly motivate yourself, right? What happens in the future if I don't focus on this goal? And what happens if I actually stick with it? All right. Envision that. Picture that. Spend these next 3 minutes before you do anything else. Spend your next 3 minutes on those two questions. Ponder on it. Meditate on that. And allow that to be your motivation to keep pushing you forward. Man, thank you guys for tuning in as always. Love y'all. Peace.